here's what we've been doing. We've been doing like, and by the way, I'm super high. You want to know something?
You are too.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as high as him. That's for fucking sure.
People ask if we get high together. We don't get high together, but we've been high in the same spot a lot.
Example A.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Keep going. You were
okay,
talking.
Okay. My turn.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Should I take the reins?
No. Wait, this is not a fucking Carrie Underwood song, dude. I got it. All right. I want to tell you something. The edible hit.
Welcome to the fucking party. Can I tell you something? You know what I like about drugs? Drugs can hit a lot of things, but...
I was going to say this.
They can hit you one of two ways, right? You can either be like, oh, you feel it. I kind of feel it. Yeah, it's kind of creeping up on me. I kind of feel it. Do you feel it? Yeah, I kind of feel it. Or they can just go, I'm fucking high right now. You know what I mean? That's what just happened to me. I
just kind of got punched in the face.
Yeah.
This dude, no, he's not eating my edibles anymore.
No, I've learned my lessons with edibles. I'm more of a smoker than I am an edible taker. So, I don't know. I'm on my second blunt of the day, something like that.
I could smoke you under the table.
You could smoke me under the table?
I could smoke you under the table.
That is false. I know that's false.
I could smoke. Now, I will tell you.
You have rules. You don't smoke until after 8 p.m. I'm smoking when I fucking wake up. Like, there's no competition in that.
I will say weed is different now. I have friends of mine my age who are like, you look like you're having a good time out there smoking weed. I'm like, I am.
It's fucking
and
great.
They're like, oh, I haven't smoked in a decade. I'm going to get back in. I'm like, this is not the weed to jump back in.
Nope.
This is the wrong weed to be like, because they name it. They name it. They name it now. It was just used to be called weed. And now it's like Alaskan Thunderfuck. You're like, what the hell is about to happen?
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that like glues you to a wall and have you need help getting home kind of shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't need that.
I don't need that in my life anymore either.
Jacob and I... We both smoke weed, but we don't smoke weed together. But we've been high in the same place a lot. So, and I don't know, by the way, that's a weird line for me. Like, look, I smoke weed. He's a grown up. He can smoke weed. But for whatever reason, I don't want to smoke weed with him. Yeah, you don't have to clap. I just think I get better weed. I don't want him smoking my weed, so... And I work too hard to smoke his shitty weed, so... Hey, I know you guys are like, that's a good parent. No, I'm just a cheap fuck, and I want my weed.
I remember when weed first got legal in L.A., and I... You know when they make things legal, but you're like, but how legal? I mean, legal for some people, but not legal for everybody, you know? And so I remember when I would buy my weed, I'd put it in the passenger seat of the car. And so one day, boo, I get pulled over, right? Because I would just buy the weed. It's legal. And he pulls me over, and I'm like, woo, we're going to find out how legal it is. Right? So I'm like, okay. Guy comes up, and he's got his... light, and he shines it in my face, and he sees the weed, and he goes, license and registration. I go, yes, sir. And he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, no, sir. And he said, you rolled through that stop sign back there. Are you high, son? And I said, officer, you've never smoked weed before, have you? Because if I was high, I wouldn't have rolled through that stop sign. I would have stopped fucking 40 feet before it, like... I might have got out of the car and walked up to the fucking stop sign. It's busy, busy, busy up here. I also have a real annoying habit when I smoke weed in the car. I sing very loudly. Like I'm performing in front of 50,000 people. Do you all do that? Yeah. Now let me ask you, the songs that I like to sing the most are what I call guilty pleasure songs, which is a song you want to sing, but you won't sing until you roll up your window so nobody else can hear you singing the song. Do you all have any guilty pleasure songs you want to admit to? What you got? Slave by Britney Spears? Yeah. What's that? What? What'd you say? Yo, I would love to see you just belting out some Adele, dude. Hey, you want to give me a couple bars real quick? You want to give me a couple bars? Never mind, I found someone like you. Do you look in the mirror when you do it too? I got nothing left for you. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Don't forget me. I think I remember you say. You know what my guilty? I'll tell you what my guilty pleasure song is. And by the way, I learned guilty pleasure songs from my dad. My dad, he never knew the words to any of the songs either, which made it fun to listen to him. And his favorite guilty pleasure song was Total Eclipse of the Heart. Like he'd be in the front seat fucking up those words. Just he'd be like, turn around, every now and then I get a little bit closer and there's someone in the yard. You're like, that's not the word. That's not the word to any song ever in the history of songs. Yo, so my guilty pleasure song, Wrecking Ball. By who? Did you say by who? Miley motherfucking Cyrus. Let me, there's more. There's one by Eric Church. Yeah. I will tell you something right now. If you tell me that you don't like Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus, I will tell you you're a fucking liar. That is a jam. So I was high at the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Surprise. And Wrecking Ball came on. And I started to sing like I was in front of 50,000 people. I was like, it came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. And all you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. Oh, I was fucking murdering it! And then I just heard, would you like to order something, sir? Because I was so high, I forgot to roll out the fucking window. But I had been high at the drive-thru for 20 minutes. You're goddamn right, I would like to order something. I would like a grilled stuffed burrito, please. Absolutely. Anything for Miley? Hey, fuck you, just get me the burrito.
When I was in high school, the dude who sold me weed realized how dumb I was, and he had me convinced the more seeds, the better, because you can plant your own. So I showed my older brother. I opened my top drawer. I go, hey, man, look at this. And he goes, what? And I had a fucking bags and bags of Sanders bags of weed, of like the seeds. And I go, he's been selling me seeds instead of the weed because he likes me. And he was like, you are the, he goes, what's the game plan? Even if you could grow weed with that, what are you going to plant it in the fucking backyard with mom's tomatoes, you dumb fuck? You can't do that.
Just out of curiosity, round of applause, people who smoke weed. Okay, listen, this table over here, you guys didn't have to clap. Everybody knows you're holding right now. Dude with the backward baseball hat trying not to look at me and make eye contact. Yeah, everybody is waiting for you to break the weed out. We know you have it in your pocket. Yeah, okay. By the way, when you're that high, it's super uncomfortable when everyone's looking at you, isn't it? He's like, this is the worst. Dude, you ready for this? Okay. So I like to fly high, man. I like to fly. You're so high. I fucking love this dude. He's like, maybe if I don't say anything, he won't see me.
Is that a Yoda backpack? Can I see it?
Oh, maybe I would put it here.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of weed in there right now. You have the weed, Mom? Okay, good. Yeah. But it's medical. Yeah. Now, I have medical too because I have, what's that called? No, an addiction.
When I stole his weed?
That was a pretty good hint. Yeah.
Might be that time.
You know when you get so high you just start taking off your clothes?
Yeah. I was just in bed in my Hanes underwear just sitting there twiddling my thumbs and he walked in and I go, "Can you hear this?"
He was like, "Can you hear this?" I'm like, "No."
I swear to God, I thought I was saving the world or some shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
The way that I found out he smoked weed... We were walking my dog, right? And he was, how old are you?
I probably told you a year or two after I started, so I was probably 16.
We're walking the dog.
I was going to tell him right away. What are you talking about?
Walking my dog, and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, I'll go tell you something." And I go, "What's up?" He goes, "I smoke weed." And I go, "Okay. Well, can we talk about this when I'm not high?"
We both found out the same night that
both of us smoked weed,
which was weird.
Whew, but I'm having a good time. Now let me ask you one other question, just so I know, getting into the, is weed legal here?
No.
You know where it is legal? My hotel room. that shit is real legal there. It's real legal.